Four receivers, three left. Orton with DeMarco Murray standing to his right. He's back again. He looks right. He fires. And it's intercepted! It's intercepted! It is intercepted by the Eagles. What a play by Brandon Boykin. His sixth of the season. And that may do it. Brandon Boykin came up huge the way he did against the Redskins. Eagles lead it 24-22, 1:43 remaining, and the Cowboys have one timeout remaining.
Head coach Chip Kelly joins us for a little film breakdown of a great win in Dallas here, coach. So let's just look at the last defensive play here, because right here, Brandon Boykin, I mean, it's one of the great plays, but there's a lot of elements to this as well as far as your pressure. The fact that Kyle Orton was trying to get the ball out of his hands as quickly as he could all night, this is another example of it as well.
Mm-hmm. And I'll give him credit. He did a great job, I thought, all night long of getting the ball out of his hands fast. But that means they're not throwing the ball down the field.
Right.
You know, and they're throwing the ball underneath. And
not waiting for a lot of things that could break.
Yeah, it was a good game plan for them that I thought they did a good job of executing. You know, you kind of know pre-snap that it's a pass just because of the alignment of the back. You know, he's not even in a position where he can hand this off and run. So we kind of know what we're getting.
You know you're getting a pass. And Jason Witten is here, and you're going to bracket him right away here with Kendricks and Chung and take him out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know if Orton was looking at him.
That was a big thing. And in the first game we played him, we did a really good job on Witten, but then Bryant killed us.
Mm-hmm.
This game I thought we did a better job on Bryant, but then Witten just had a day against us. And that's what happens when you play a team as good as them that have so many weapons, is you have to kind of pick and choose who you're trying to take away. So, you know, earlier in the drive before that, he caught a huge pass down the middle against us. I know, Billy, you got to change it up, and you can't cover the same guys all the time. So they did a good job of bracketing them, and that leaves Brandon one-on-one. You know, and I think he does a great job of reading the receiver's route, and when he sees him break his feet, knows that he can undercut it because he's got help over the top.
Right.
You know, and I think that's the big thing, is that in normal man coverage, you got to stay high on top and on the upfield shoulder because you're playing man-to-man and you have no help. But when you know you have help over the top, the underneath defender can now undercut routes. And I thought Brandon does a great job, just fundamental football. Once he saw his feet, then he breaks underneath the route. And the ball is slightly on the back shoulder, but it's on the back shoulder, I think, because of the pressure we have. And then just really smart football by Brandon right
Getting down.
The game is over. We practice this all the time. You know, you're looking at all of our guys, signaling D'Amico, everybody, get down, get down, get down. Because
situational football, you've rehearsed this, practiced this.
Yeah, big, big, big play for us.
You know, from the end zone here, Coach, there's just a couple things. Kendrick's going to come out, and they're going to take Witten out. But in this league right now, you've got to change up your pressures. You can't give anybody repeated looks. You've got to change series to series right now in this league.
You do, and you better have some diverse type players that allow you to do that. So, you know, the one thing about Michael is that Michael's a great blitzer, but also Michael's a great cover guy. So, you know, who are you bringing? A lot of times we've been bringing him early and then bringing Connor and then bringing D'Amico out of this deal. So, you know, you're giving them an opportunity to present some different looks in this package, in our three-down package, of who's coming and who's not coming. So he knows that we've blitzed him from the backside. Someone's going to come free and that he's got to get the ball out quick. I think Kyle's smart enough to understand that Jason's doubled inside, so he progresses from the inside receiver to the outside receiver, and then it's just a great fundamental play by Brandon, and the ball's slightly on the back shoulder. I think if it was thrown where it was supposed to be, he still may have gotten a hand on it because he understood exactly what we were trying to do in that coverage.
Coach, this play, I wanted this play in because we've talked a lot about Trent Cole and his effort, but this was one of the big plays in the game. It's third and three. It's fourth quarter. It's a one-point game. They're going to come down. They're going to crack on Trent Cole, and they're going to get outside here to DeMarco Murray, and Cole's going to make this play. But I want to ask you, first of all, Trent Cole's ability to see this right here, is Chung telling him right here, crack back right
now?
He
should, you know, and I think he alerts him in that situation as he gets that far down that he now needs to communicate. And you kind of see Trent's head turn slightly to see that it's coming. So now he's got to attack the block and just does an unbelievable job. You know, I think the one thing we've talked about is trying to lead the league in effort. And I think when you watch us play on the defensive side of the ball, how hard everybody plays and everybody's running to the football. And there's a swarm of green jerseys. Just watch the whole offensive line just get knocked back on the snap and create a new line of scrimmage. You know, they're all working lateral.
Penetrating.
We're penetrating. Trent does a great job posting it. Here comes our outside player. You know, and he's got to try to post a play and make sure that we can set edges. When when people are trying to run the ball to the perimeter, we always talk about setting edges.
Right.
And then the interior people have to run to the ball. Because if we do set an edge, but we don't have any backside pursuit coming, then that ball's going to cut up inside and get you for a huge game. But I think Trent does a good job of spinning off the crack block by the tight end. And now we've got an edge set here. And then here comes the rest of the guys on the defensive line. That play right there makes him go for it on fourth down. And then Connor's play was huge for us in that situation.
Coach, in the run game last week, we saw another new wrinkle. I mean, because we we've looked at this with Casey in here, and you run a lot of split zone this way, and that's on tape, and they've studied that. But last week, you brought Jason Avant into the run game.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was huge the way that you were able to fit it, mm-hmm. and then kind of give them a different look and still get your inside zone going.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you're trying to mix and match how you're doing it. As we start to tighten down the wing, they're bringing extra guys over here. So if Brent goes to block and then Case goes to block, they're going to fill with an extra player. And if the ball cuts back, we have an unblocked guy at the point of attack. So now we're getting Jason, who can really do a lot of different things, involved in the run game, and just did a great job for us all game long in terms of helping seal it on the backside and getting a hat on a hat.
So he's coming across here to take care of Church over here, who's the extra defender. But with that, in man coverage, Skandrick's going to take himself right out of the play here as he's going to go with him. Is that part of the design when you're dialing up this inside zone?
Yeah, because if people are going to play us in man, then you need to, what we call two for ones, is that if the guy is covering you, has to respect you, and you run backside, he's got to run with you. So technically you're blocking him, and now you're going to block someone that can now see that the ball's being handed off. He has to respect him. He can't stop and come.
Right.
Because if Jason then goes and runs a route, there's no one covering him.
Well, they moved the line of scrimmage right there. I mean, the line, I thought, played really, really well. With the sacks they had, I mean, the line still passed all their stunts. I didn't see anybody get beat the whole day. All right, so this play right here, Coach, it just seemed like this was a guy that you wanted to target in Jeff Heath, and you did. And you did in a lot of different ways. But in this particular play here, you've shown this look before, but you're going to run these guys off right here, and you're going to back Avant up and really get him isolated in the field. And I thought that's where this play kind of started right here.
Well, we're just trying to run double post. It's been a big play for us in the red zone, and it's a good zone beater. And then Jason's a flat route runner. But what we did here is we decided to bring him up the field in case they did play us a man. And Nick recognizes the coverage. He's got to hold the ball a little bit longer. They do a good job on the twist. It's a five-man rush, and then knows that's the matchup. And usually in man-free, we want to go to the best matchup. He throws it up. Jason makes a great catch and goes up and gets it.
The throw is unbelievable, Coach, because he's got to double pump this. He's got to hold it. He's got to be right in the eye of the storm. The thing is collapsing all around him, and he resets his feet here. He gets enough air under this thing, falling backwards. It's a perfect spiral. It's an unbelievable play all the way around.
It is, and I think it helps with Nick's athleticism and his ability to see over the rush at certain times. You know, one of the strengths of having a tall quarterback is that when this stuff's coming at him, it's a five-man rush, so everybody's singled, and the pocket's going to collapse at some point in time. But he can step up in it and still see and understand the coverage. And if you watch him, he still goes through his progression. Mm-hmm. He's looking at the inside.
Yep.
He doesn't feel like it because he knows he's got help over the top.
Right.
The same concept, that guy can jump underneath. He's then going to progress to the second receiver, and Jay just makes a play. And in the NFL, you're going to be covered. And now the receivers, you know, one-on-one doesn't mean you're covered. It means you got to go make a play, and we're going to throw it up. It was a good matchup for us, and we understood in that situation, let's throw it up, and Jason's got to go make a play.
This pass right here, Coach, on these limbos right here, where both tackles really seal the edges right here and keep this thing deep and wide right here and flat up front. Kelsey gets underneath that. That's about as good as you can get in this league when you're running that long limbo, 5-on-5 up front.
Lane's getting pushed, but Lane knows he's just got to push him by and give us time to push up in the pocket. And then these three guys just do an unbelievable job. As hard as it is on a three-man game inside, and those three guys do an unbelievable job with it.